Corporate term, gravy train project, definition. A gravy train project is a large, long-term initiative that attracts significant promised investment, often sanctioned by very senior decision makers and spread over multiple years. These projects typically involve substantial spending, the rapid hiring of new staff, and the signing of large and expensive vendor contracts, often without clear short-term deliverables. Explanation. A gravy train project usually begins with extensive hype. It is positioned as the next big thing and is supported by high-profile backing, whether from major corporations' investment areas or government bodies. Marketing activity from vendors and internal stakeholders quickly follows, reinforcing the scale and ambition of the initiative. From a delivery perspective, the outcomes are often framed as being years away. This removes immediate pressure for tangible results while releasing large amounts of funding into the system. As a result, spending accelerates rapidly. In many cases, this expenditure does not always align with effective delivery or long-term value. Vendors and external partners are well aware that this type of funding rarely lasts indefinitely. As the money is expected to dry up eventually, there is often a rush to secure as much of it as possible while the program still has momentum. Real-world context: one of the most visible examples in England has been HS2. There was an excellent interview with the former head of the Channel Tunnel rail link construction into London, where he contrasted the gravy train nature of HS2 with the way the cross-channel connection was managed. His key lesson was that large projects should not release all funding at once. Instead, investment should be announced and approved in tightly defined phases. While the overall program may span many years, each phase should be funded only when the previous phase has delivered successfully. In effect, this turns one vast program into a series of smaller, tightly controlled projects. Why this matters? This phased approach limits uncontrolled spending, maintains delivery focus, and helps prevent the gravy train mentality that assumes unlimited money for unlimited activity. It also reduces the risk of large-scale failure, reputational damage, and the familiar situation where those who spent most freely are never held to account, while delivery teams are left to manage the consequences and the frantic panic as the funds run dry. Disclaimer: as always, these posts are not aimed at any one client or employer and are just my personal observations over a lifetime of dealing with both management and frontline associates.